Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Stephen Baum being back on the show. Stephen is one of the great vestige of leaders in the galaxy, advisor and coach to CEOs for many decades, and the author of an outstanding book, What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, more than 9 years now. Stephen Baum, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Stephen?
This is what I find really stimulating, is getting inside the minds of the person running the business.
There you go. I agree with that. Hey, let's talk about that. One of the things that you recommend, you have some on your mind right now, is to recommend a certain type of person to hire. Tell us what you mean.
Well, let's key off what Karen was talking about, which was listening.
Right, our previous guest.
And when you listen, you've asked a question. And if you've asked the right question, you get to hear what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a wonderful piece in Adam Bryant's corner office last Sunday, in which a small business owner in software says, I look for first principles thinkers when I hire for my team. What did he mean by that?
Principles thinkers.
First principles thinkers.
Huh.
What he meant by that was, these are people who want to know what's the essence of a problem instead of jumping to solutions. They work on the big picture, they work on the root of the problem. Then and only then do they brainstorm about solutions.
So they look for the cause and not the symptom.
That's right. There's a book from quite a few years ago that talks about big mistakes of big leaders, and the ones who failed were ones who asked, what should I do about this, mm-hmm. when they should have first asked, how should I think about it?
Right.
They made wrong assumptions. They used flawed analogies. If you don't think right, you don't do right. And there's a bunch of people out there, some may already be in your company, whose tendency is to look at something and not jump right to the answer, but to say, what's really going on here? What's the bigger pattern and what's the root?
And the people who don't do that are the ones who create crisis management.
That's right.
Because they never fix anything, they just manage things.
That's right. So I'll give you an example of this. A long time ago, Citicorp tried to launch a new internal business in high-risk, high-return venture capital, and it failed. And they couldn't resolve a conflict between what they paid the army of commercial bankers and what the market said they had to pay for the new venture guys. And what eventually happened was the venture guys split off and founded their own large, successful venture firms. They did what Citicorp couldn't manage to do because they weren't thinking right. And recently, another large investment house tried to do the same thing. And if you ask yourself why it might fail, and you get some general answers, because the parent had the same views about compensation, they thought the demands of the new people were beyond the pale and politically explosive, that was sort of the generic thing. But I ran into a young guy who had just joined the parent firm. And he was one of these first principles thinkers. And here's what he said after looking at the situation. He said, Google buys a business sometimes for talent. They call it an acquire. They're really after the group of engineers, or they're after one guy. And they'll actually buy a business just to do that, because they view one more employee as an investment requiring a return, whereas this place views one more employee as a cost you have to minimize.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hiring people because you're investing, you can get major players. If you're hiring because you think of it as a cost, you're going to get underqualified people.
Well, yeah, when you're going to look for underqualified people, you're not going to try harder. If you're looking at it as an investment, then you're going to make sure you make the right decision.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So it really matters.
But what you're telling us, though, is criteria to help make you make those right decisions. Because many people, Stephen, want to do a better job of hiring. They just don't know where to start.
Well, it's not only in hiring, but if you've got a team already and you've got some big crisis that's imminent, you want to make sure the guys in the room include the first principles thinkers, and they may not be the most senior people. So this is all about what question you ask in the first place. It's the concept, as you pointed out to Karen earlier, it's the concept you have of the situation. It's the concept you have of the people. What role do they play?
And you can easily
hire people who supervise. It's much harder to hire first principles thinkers.
Well said. Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. StephenBaum.com is the website. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Now can you tell
me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.